Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Simon Aris, and I work as a sports psychologist. I've come here today to present the findings of my recent comprehensive study into the daily routines and psychology of people who love working out. People often ask me what prompted this specific investigation. You might assume my research was funded by a massive global sports brand, or perhaps commissioned by a national gym chain looking to increase their membership sales. Actually, it was my own personal motivation that drove this project, which happened right after I severely struggled to maintain a consistent gym routine myself and wanted to understand why others succeed. When establishing the parameters of the study, we had to carefully select our demographic. We didn't look at Olympic professionals who are paid to train, nor did we examine people who, frankly, never exercise at all. Instead, we focused our research entirely on amateur athletes who take their training incredibly seriously, but still have normal daily lives to manage. When we finally analyzed the numbers, the psychological data revealed something absolutely fascinating regarding the volume of their training. While general public health guidelines usually suggest exercising gently 3 times weekly, we found that these sports enthusiasts typically engage in physical exertion upwards of 5 times a week. It requires a tremendous amount of discipline to maintain that frequency. So what exactly drives them to sweat so often? You might logically think that drastic weight loss is the primary driver, or perhaps the desire to build impressive muscle mass for cosmetic reasons. Surprisingly, despite those physical benefits, the vast majority cited achieving mental clarity as their primary reason for working out so intensely. It serves as their main stress relief mechanism. Of course, maintaining this lifestyle presents numerous hurdles. When creating the survey, I fully expected dealing with minor physical injuries to be the biggest obstacle for these active individuals. However, participants overwhelmingly stated that a demanding work schedule was the hardest thing to successfully balance with their ambitious fitness goals. We also wanted to know exactly when these people managed to fit their workouts in. Many commercial gyms are absolutely packed in the late evening, and lunchtime sessions are quite popular in corporate areas. But our data definitively showed that the early morning is actually the preferred time for these highly dedicated individuals, usually completing their sessions long before their families even wake up. Social dynamics also play a massive role in maintaining motivation. While joining a large running club or a local sports team is certainly great for morale, having a reliable training partner was shown to increase consistency by over 70% compared to exercising entirely alone in the gym. When it comes to tracking progress, modern technology is everywhere. While smartphone apps are incredibly common, and people occasionally use heart rate chest straps, wearing a fitness watch was pinpointed as the most effective tool for keeping our participants accountable and fully focused on their specific goals. Were there any negative aspects to this dedication? Some people naturally complained about mild muscle soreness after heavy sessions, yet the most concerning, unexpected consequence reported by overtrainers was chronic sleep deprivation, as they frequently sacrificed vital rest just to ensure they didn't miss a planned workout. So, where does the research go from here? A few of my university colleagues suggested publishing a mainstream self-help book based on these findings. However, my next goal is to secure enough funding to deeply investigate the nutrition habits of this exact same group of people to see how they fuel their bodies. Thank you for listening.